I'm joined again by Rhonda Reif. She joins me each month. We talk about ways to live with the seasons, ways to feel better naturally, alternative healing methods, and ways to simply feel better wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And we're going to talk about something we haven't talked about in a long time, and it is the field of Reiki. Now, we hear that term, and people say, well, Reiki, is it Chinese medicine?
It's Japanese, actually.
Oh, Japanese, okay.
Yeah, every culture, though, except for ours, except for the Western culture, has a word that deals with this sort of energy. So in China, it would be qi. In Japan, it would be ki. So Reiki. Rei meaning universal life force or life, and then the ki means the energy. So like in India, it's prana. Native Americans often refer to it as breath. So there's all of these different words that come up that within these different healing scopes that constitute energy.
So how does Reiki, the practice of Reiki or learning Reiki, how does it help you to feel better or to heal or to solve issues that you have in your body?
Well, first off, you know, anything that we talk about that's holistic, the two things that always happen is it helps get it into a state where the body can heal itself. Everybody's like, oh, when they come to me for an appointment, can you fix me? No, I'm not the fixer. I'm just sort of like the conduit. And so I help people, but I help the body get into a state where it has its own ability to heal itself. So those two things are done through increased circulation and increased relaxation. Reiki is extremely relaxing. It's something that you just stay completely clothed on. So sometimes people don't feel comfortable getting a full massage because they have to disrobe and things like that. But Reiki actually deals with level one, deals with 12 specific points on the body that happen to correspond to the endocrine gland system. And those happen to have a higher electrical charge. That would show up on any kind of medical test, you know, any kind of MRI or scan or anything like that. The endocrine gland system does have like a higher pulsar charge in the body. So, you know, we're talking, you know, a long time ago that Reiki came to the forefront. They didn't have all of these scans or even modern technology, even about circulation in the body. So it kind of deals with that. So there's 12 points with level one. Level one, you would learn these 12 points in the class. Then as you become more astute at it, and maybe you've trained for a while or you want to advance to level two, then there is another hand position that is increased too, which happens to go over like around the brain and the pineal gland and all of that. So it kind of deals with that. Level one is just wonderful for everybody. I don't care whether you're interested in going on to be a holistic practitioner. It is excellent for anybody to know if you are a parent or a cousin or an aunt or a pet owner. You can use it on anything, even if you're somebody who does gardening. So it deals with just sort of focusing and sending that sort of energetic field to the actual person or pet or whatever that you're working on.
Okay, can you heal yourself using Reiki?
Absolutely. Level one, all of them you can do on yourself. Okay. When you get to level two, level two is one where you can actually do a distance healing. So if you've ever been one of those people that all of a sudden you wake up in the middle of the night because you know something's wrong, and then you get that phone call that there's been the car accident or somebody got arrested or, you know, somebody passed away, that's that sort of intuition where we communicate with distance without using a cell phone or the television or something like that. So when you get to level two with Reiki, you actually can do distance healings, and you can sort of send it to yourself, but you can also send it to other people as well, or places or things like that too. Sounds a little far-fetched, but really it is not. My friend in Chicago's cat had been sick, and so she was very upset about it. I said, well, I would send it a little, you know, Reiki healing or love. You know, sometimes people look at it as prayer. I mean, there's a lot of things that kind of go around with that too. And she couldn't believe it. She called me the next day. She said, oh my gosh, this cat rallied around. It started drinking. It started eating. You know, the cat didn't know what was going on, and she wasn't sure she even believed it. But, you know, it's one of those things that if you can even just experience it once, you will really feel wonderful after the experience.
It's an energy, basically, it's an energy transfer system. Is that right?
It is. It deals with energy. But the thing is that there's lots of other energy things that you can do, like Qigong and some of the other, like, energetic balancing and those kinds of things, aura cleansing, all of those that we've talked about before, too. But the difference with Reiki is that you actually have to go through sort of a process, the training. It's sort of an attunement. It's like the passing of the torch. And like, you know, if you're running through the Olympic parade. The thing is that then sort of makes it so that the energy really only goes one way, that it actually, and it doesn't come from the practitioner. It comes from, you know, whether you want to call it static electricity in the environment, whether you want to call it that it's coming from a higher universal power. You know, I leave that up to each individual person, student, whatever that they want to experience. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's not like pulling upon the other person's energy with that. It's more of a pure form of that. So it kind of stimulates it, you know, the hands work the different spots that have that. The circulation comes to those particular glands. It gets everything flowing and going. It's very relaxing. Sometimes people feel warmth. Sometimes they feel like a little vibration. Sometimes they don't feel anything at all. So I tell them, don't get hung up that you have to feel or have a certain expectation with that. But yes, it deals with sort of harvesting or sort of focusing maybe the energy that's already existing within the universe or earth or whatever and sending it to the other person to have them help sort of jumpstart them.
I got it. Okay. So, but I guess maybe the best thing to do is to say, hey, you are looking at, and you have been a practitioner of Reiki.
I started doing Reiki, and just one other little thing. Like, if you've ever seen the movie The Karate Kid, this is the perfect example. The little boy hurts his knee, and the sensei, who is the teacher, the master, goes over, and he, you know, slaps his hands, and he rubs them together, and he puts his hands on the little boy's knee, and that helps. That's probably the most visual form of Reiki that maybe most Americans could identify with. And again, the Reiki can only be taught from master or sensei to student. So this isn't something you can go online or pick up a book, even though some people out there would try to tell you that. I'm a very traditionally trained Reiki. I'm only 6 degrees away from the actual beginning of Reiki, which was by Makeo Usui. And so you have to watch out for those kinds of things, because it's not something, there are people out there that say, come Friday and by Monday you're a master, and it doesn't work that way.
Okay, so, but you are looking at and you are looking at, you don't have a schedule yet, but you're looking at producing, and you are planning on doing a Reiki practitioner class.
Actually,
is that right?
Yeah, I'm looking at doing a level one class. So again, that would be open to anybody, but it would also be open to people that are already existing something, whether you're, you know, a massage therapist, an esthetician, reflexologist, even, you know, cosmetologist, veterinarian, anybody, you know, nurses, whatever, if they wanted to take it as well, but also for the general public. And yes, I have been doing this. I took my first level one Reiki class in 1992, and then I took level two, I believe, in 93, and then by 94, I had studied long enough and become a Reiki master. So I have been teaching Reiki for a very long time.
Yeah, about 25 years or
and
so, yeah.
People who know me know that I love school, I love classes, and I can tell you that Reiki, with all of my degrees and all my college classes, Reiki was the most life-changing class I ever took.
And so for somebody who's interested in learning what Reiki is all about, learning what level one Reiki is all about, is this a weekly class that you're looking at?
Actually, it's a 2-day class. So it's generally we offer it on a weekend, but I have had a couple of people who've approached me that with summer coming up, they'd like to maybe do it during the week. And so, you know, it's a very flexible thing. It doesn't have to, it's not like going to be a large class. I'd rather have two smaller classes than one large class. So if you are interested, please, you know, call me at 319-752-0175 or leave a message. And then also through Facebook, you can send me a Facebook message, or my email is holistichorizons@hotmail.com.
And to send you a Facebook message, what? Just send it to
They could do
Rhonda
either
Reif?
Life's Pathways, or they could do Rhonda Reif.
Okay. Well, again,
I have both pages,
and you'll have news. You will have news, and you'll have that. You'll have news of the upcoming classes on your Facebook page.
Probably on Life's Pathways, but don't wait if you want to get your 2 cents worth in as to when the classes
okay.
will be.
Okay. All right. Well, it is coming up, and it's something that you can learn a traditional Eastern would
Eastern.
Be it would be Eastern method of ancient Japanese healing art of Reiki. And again, more information, give me your phone number again.
It's 319-752-0175.
And again, join us next month when we talk more ways to live better naturally and all sorts of other healing modems with Rhonda on KBUR.